Hello, everybody, and welcome into the We Don't Know Either podcast, episode number 233. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Ross.
I'm back.
No one cares. Ross, you're here. We're excited. Ross is here.
And I'm pumped to be here.
Cool.
And Nick's back, too.
Yeah.
Nick is back. Nick is back for the first time in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been like a month.
Yeah. How's the baby?
I'm tired. No, she's great. She's wonderful. Everything's good. Everybody's healthy. She's sleeping. She's eating. She's pooping. Those are the three big things.
And in 2038, expect her at the Galaxy Bar on the moon.
Yeah,
hosting
exactly.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is, it's like we say on the website. This is how District Trivia gets new hosts. We breed them.
Mm. On that note, hey, Ross. So I don't think that you were bred to be a host, but you host as if you were bred. So that's a compliment.
That's true.
Somewhere.
I like to think I was born to do this.
Born to do it.
Yeah.
That's not bred, born.
Yeah.
There
we
go. Got it. I'm sorry. I'm reading The Handmaid's Tale, so it's getting, that's where my mind is.
It's all good.
Start us off with a fact.
All right. So my fact comes from a dinner party that I was at this week.
Oh, okay. Adult much.
It was a very adult, and I'm not sure why it came up, but we were talking about modes of transportation, including Segways.
Okay. Oh, Segways.
And how Segways are terrible because you don't know where to ride them. Like, do they go on the sidewalk? Do they go in a bike lane? So we figured we needed to look up what the top speed of a Segway is.
Okay.
Ooh.
So my first fact is, what is the top, according to the Segway website, what is the top speed of a Segway? Model PT.
Oh,
if
Model
that
PT.
Makes, if that makes a difference.
Oh, okay. Thank God you said that.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah,
I would have looked
foolish. I was about to say.
So is Segway like Kleenex, that that's a name brand of a particular type of scooter, Scooterson?
So
I
don't
so.
Know. I mean, yes, but I think Segway is the only one that makes...
It's probably a patented thing,
right?
Right.
Yeah, I think Segway is the only one that makes the Segway style mode of transportation.
Correct.
Like, hoverboards are close.
They just don't have the stick and handle.
Exactly.
Which I've been on a hoverboard. It didn't go well.
Okay.
I'll leave it
Those
at
videos
that.
Are hilarious.
I'll leave it at that.
Did it light on fire under you?
It didn't light on fire under me, but Joey's 9-year-old nephew is vroom, 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 around the whole house. Just like, he's juggling, you know, it's incredible. And then me, I'm going maybe a half mile an hour and holding on to the fridge and everything for dear life.
God. So Asher asked for wheelies.
Heelys?
Oh, Heelys.
Heelys, yeah.
I had a pair and almost broke my back.
Yeah, so he asked for a pair of Heelys, and the salesman was like, you know, they make them in adult sizes. And I'm like, first off, they don't make them in my size. And second off, absolutely not. The medical bills alone would be...
Our high school had ramps. It did not... Everything with the Heelys went wrong. But anyway, so you top land speed of a Segway.
Correct.
Go ahead, Michael. You throw out the guess.
I have no idea.
Miles per hour, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
we could do miles or kilometers per hour.
Okay, well.
Whatever your comfort zone is.
I'm going to say 12 miles an hour. I think there's something weird about that 12-mile-an-hour number that, like, if you go over that, it's a different class of vehicle or something like that.
Okay.
All right, good guess.
I'm going to go higher than that. I think you can get cruise in, and I'm going to say 25.
Okay.
Oh, no, 25 is going to be far too fast. I'm going what I believe to be the speed limit inside Disneyland Resort.
Oh,
okay.
14 miles an hour.
14,
why do you know that?
one of my jobs, I worked at Disneyland, and then growing up, I had the annual pass as
well. I think that means you were a cast member. Yes.
I was a cast member. Yes. That's right.
So the correct answer is 12 and a half miles per
Ooh.
Hour.
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow, Nick.
Boom.
Oh, welcome back.
Well
You've
done.
Been reading a lot about Segways in all your free time.
Yeah, lots of free time.
Since you've been out of the office, you know.
Right.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You know what? Future investment for the new baby, right?
Right, exactly. Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, right off the bat, I'm coming in with a near perfect guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
strong,
cool. Why don't you...
strong comeback. Strong
so
comeback.
Why don't you go next then, Nick?
Okay. So I have a couple of different ways I can ask this. I'm not 100% sure which way to do it. Are you all aware? Okay, so animated movies. What is the highest grossing animated movie franchise?
Franchise?
Yes. So not individual movie.
Right.
The franchise.
It's open on my computer, so I will not answer.
You're kidding
answer.
Me.
Well, it's,
that, no, that's a mate. You like you just turned it around and showed it to me, and it's literally what the page is that you're looking at.
Yeah, well,
was that your interesting fact?
It was going to be one of my options, but sometimes I'll come prepared with 6 or 7 different facts and then change my fact based on what other people say or how it segues.
Uh-huh.
And so this was going to be my fact, but since it's your fact, because it just changed recently,
yes,
I will take myself out of the running for this and let you all debate.
Right.
And I have some backup facts for you, too.
Like I said, I had 3 different ways to ask this. What's number one? What was the old number one? What's the dollar amount for number one?
Yeah.
Plenty of facts.
Okay, I'm going to say Lion King.
No, this is the...
It's a series.
It's a franchise.
Well, franchise.
Right.
Lion King 2, 1.5.
There's now the television show, The Lion Guard, starring Simba's son.
Is that related? Sure.
Kion. Yeah.
Interesting.
That was a terrible guess, Michael.
Ouch.
This is box office release, so it's the most successful.
Toy Story is a great guess.
Right?
That is a great guess.
And number 5 on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, number 5.
Oh, we're tag team in this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's perfect, because I didn't have that in front of me, and you do.
Okay.
So Michael,
Lion King was apparently...
So Lion King is a stupid guess.
It's a stupid guess, but Toy Story is okay.
Toy Story's
great.
Five.
Well, it's three movies. It's a Pixar movie.
Soon to be four.
Right. They've already greenlit 4 and 5, right?
Correct.
So, yeah. I mean, Toy Story may be number 1.
How many can I ask for a hint? Like, are we talking two-dimensional or three-dimensional animation?
It is three-dimensional animation. It's a newer-ish frame. It's not like Snow White. Like each one of the seven dwarves has
Frozen,
its own spin-off. It is not Frozen.
Okay.
Although that will, again, probably be a franchise, but as of right now, it's just a solo movie.
They greenlit number 2 already, too. So.
Right.
Would you say they're letting it go?
Boo.
I know, I'm getting
I would not. Boo. I would not say that.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'll get out of here. You guys have, this is some of the, okay, I'll give you a hint, because this is a trivia question. This is related. This movie inspired a new color to
yes,
be named.
Absolutely.
Oh, that doesn't help me
at
all.
Wow, I have no idea.
An official color was added because of this franchise.
Right, you know what? I'll open the floor up a little bit. Yeah. What was the old number 1?
I see.
It wasn't.
I would have said Toy Story.
Keep looking at me.
Yeah. Yeah, still not Toy Story.
The old number 1. All right, if we're thinking recent animated franchise.
Okay, the old number 1 hasn't had a recent film in a while. I'll say that.
Could it be Shrek?
Shrek was the old number one.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's number 2 right now, the old number 1.
And I believe Netflix just released a Puss in Boots. So that would be the same franchise.
They had a theatrical release for that, yeah.
They Netflix just did a Puss in Boots Choose Your Own Adventure on Netflix.
Oh.
So basically, you watch the movie, and it's one of those like old Disney storybook kind of things where they flip through the storybook, and it's like, do you want to see Puss battle the dragon? Or do you want to see him have a tea party with the dragon? And then you pick like left or right.
Oh, I love it.
And then it tells the story based on your decisions.
I love
those
books.
Goodbye Friday night. That's happening now.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it is. Like Sarah and I are like, this is awesome. Like Asher would love this. And then we spent Friday night watching it while he was asleep.
I love that.
That's wonderful.
Okay,
so
named a color. It's kind of a new franchise.
Shrek.
It's not Shrek. There's another movie that's in theaters or has been in theaters recently. They have the most recognizable sidekicks.
Oh, it's the Minions series. It's Despicable Me.
Me, yeah. And Minions is the top grossing film of that franchise. So for Shrek, for example, Shrek 2 is the highest grossing. I have a feeling they're not going to get number 3 and 4 on this list.
I don't think I could get 3 and 4 on this list.
Any ideas? No?
So I'm thinking like maybe... some of the DreamWorks ones, like we talking
How
like,
to Train Your Dragon?
Right, I was gonna
How to Train Your Dragon's number 10.
Okay,
all right.
Monsters Inc.'s number 9.
Oh, right.
Number 8 is Cars.
Right.
Seven
the Pixar ones.
7 Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, oh, that's good. 3 of those.
And this is highest grossing anime
franchise.
Right,
box office worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. Yeah. Number 6, it only has 2 films, and it's the highest one on the list with only 2 films. Finding Nemo.
Right.
Oh.
Because
Finding Dory.
Yeah, Finding Dory is top grossing animated film of all time in the United States.
That's right. A good one.
And then Madagascar at number 4.
With
and,
3 of those.
Yep. And Ice Age at number 3.
With like 12 of those.
Ice Age, yeah.
Yeah.
5,
think about that one.
Yeah. The, any guesses as to what Despicable Me comes in at as far as combined box office sales for the franchise?
A lot.
Michael, go for it.
600 million? I don't know.
600 million? Okay, that's a guess.
I feel like that's low.
That's a guess.
That is a guess. Right?
You are. Michael, today is not your day.
It is not my day.
We went up.
I'm guessing we got to go higher. I'm going to say.
I think mine's way
low. For the whole franchise.
Like 1.2 billion?
1.2 billion is also a guess. It's $3.528 billion.
Jeez.
Wow.
Is what the franchise has brought
in. It's an absurd amount of.
I think we all picked the wrong profession.
Yeah. Like that's a number so like you just can't even process that amount.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
All right.
Lindsay, Michael?
I was going to say I've just been pooping on you. So I didn't want to say the S word because we're talking about animated films,
that's
you know.
True.
So I'm keeping it PG.
A youthful audience.
Our youth. So I would like to go and I would like to be impressed with your fact.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do my best, the best that I can then. I'm going to kick to the other fact that I have.
Try to do better than that.
Lindsay wants to be impressed. I'm going to my second fact.
Okay. The bar's been set low so far in this episode.
Wait a minute. That was just a 10-minute conversation on mine. Obviously, it's interesting.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Michael.
I'm bringing the show
and
down.
It was ours.
All right, sorry. So, our interesting fact.
So NFL season's coming up this year.
Correct.
Yes.
It's coming up soon.
True.
Like, we're already in the preseason.
We're in preseason, yeah.
Two for two on my interesting facts.
All right. So last year, the 2016 season, there were a total of 786 touchdown passes thrown in the NFL.
Yes, I watched them all on the Red Zone channel.
Yes. How many of them were thrown left-handed?
Ooh. Michael did bring it.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was the total number?
786 total passes were thrown. How many were thrown left-handed?
Okay.
And then there's obviously a follow-up as well.
Right. Okay. So starting quarterbacks in the NFL who are left-handed. Anybody?
It's been so
Kirk Cousins is right-handed, so not him.
You like that.
Yeah. So that leaves 31 other potential quarterbacks.
Yeah.
As a Chargers fan, Philip Rivers, right-handed.
Philip Rivers, right-handed. Okay.
We're
down to 30 now.
The way I would imagine, and I can't speak for this, but in baseball, it's, you know, it's an advantage to be left-handed, right? Bryce Harper's dad made him, you know, bat left-handed, but he throws right.
Right.
And even in bowling, it's an advantage to be left-handed.
Right.
And I don't think in football it's really that much of an advantage to be a left-handed quarterback, because the way that you step and the way that you roll, your right side is your strong side.
Well, it would depend, because basically, yeah, you can adjust formations and such.
The only thing
the issue where it becomes, and the article that I pulled this off of, is an article off of 538, which I'm a big fan of.
Right.
A lot of receivers, because right-handed is so dominant in just kind of among the population, get used to the spin and the angle.
Right.
So you almost have to relearn to catch as a receiver from a left-handed quarterback.
The single biggest thing for a left-handed quarterback, let's say you have a Pro Bowl left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes, you know, $10 million a year, the whole Joe Theismann, broken leg, blind side mentality. With a left-handed quarterback, that left tackle is not worth nearly as much. It's the right tackle that protects the blind side. So that's the only thing I can think of. But let me do it this way. I'm going to break down my – tell me if I'm wrong on my thinking here, but let me break down the statistics this way. 10% of the population is left-handed.
Okay.
There are 32 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
That means three of them are left-handed.
Okay.
The average number of touchdowns based with 750 touchdowns over the year divided by 32 quarterbacks, let's say it's, 30 to 20, 25. So with three quarterbacks at 25, I'm going to round down and say 70 touchdowns were thrown left-handed.
Okay.
That was exactly my thinking.
Okay.
I pulled out my
You were doing the math.
I pulled out my calculator because I don't do math. Okay. And I was going to say, you know, roughly, I think if you calculated 86 at 11% of the population.
Right, sure.
Right? So if you round down, I would say maybe between 75 and 80.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna price is right this, because I think
one touchdown.
That there's that was going to be my guess, like zero or one, because I think there's not a lot of left-handed quarterbacks, mm-hmm. If really any. And I think that might be why you're asking, maybe.
So what's your guess?
I'll go one.
One is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
only
seriously?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and what was it? It was like a wide receiver who threw it underhand or something.
Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Throw it on a trick play to Jason Witten. The article gets into it basically. The article's called Are Lefty Quarterbacks Going Extinct?
Okay.
And it gets into, you know, you talk about, especially in high school and college, where people might be multiple sport athletes.
Right.
A left-handed pitcher in baseball is going to be far more lucrative as far as money goes than a left-handed quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
Because, as you guys mentioned, the advantages of having a left-handed quarterback or a left-handed pitcher.
Right.
So you're Clayton Kershaw's kind of guys.
Right.
So,
Nick,
I
appreciate that we had the same thinking on that, though.
Right. No, yeah. Look, regardless of what
like
the answer was,
the
thought
approach,
process was correct, and it's the answer that's stupid, not ours, not our guess.
So, Lindsay was just trying to be smart, you know?
Right.
Lindsay was just trying to...
Well, look, Lindsay thought it through. Lindsay got to the correct answer, and then I cracked Michael's interesting part of the fact code before he got to it. It wasn't actually a quarterback that threw it.
That is very true. Well done, team.
Yeah.
Go, team, go.
No, but according to this, and if memory serves, there's not a left-handed quarterback, starting quarterback in the league right now.
Okay.
The last couple notable ones, Michael Vick retired.
Right. Well, he is starting a new indoor flag football league.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so it's a flag football.
Professional flag football?
Professional flag football. It's like 8v8 or something like that. I don't know. He was getting interviewed on PTI or one of the ESPN shows about it.
Okay.
Anyway, that's not important. But.
Yeah, no. Vic retired. Tebow is playing baseball now.
Right.
Yeah. He's doing kind of well.
Leinert's broadcasting. Those are kind of the... and
those are the last big left-handed quarterbacks.
So
I thought there would have been like some random Browns guy that was going to be left-handed, was good for a couple of times.
The Browns have had 45 quarterbacks in the last 5 years. One of them had to have been left-handed. Right?
Well, that's the thing is right now there's no starting quarterbacks that are right-handed.
Okay.
There was only one left-handed quarterback on any NFL roster.
You said that backwards. You said that
there's only one left-handed.
I'm sorry, left-handed. Yeah, there's only one left-handed quarterback on any roster, and it's Dallas backup Kellen Moore.
Wow.
He's the only lefty in the league right now.
I feel a lot better about not being able to immediately come up with left-handed quarterbacks in my head.
Because <Right. laughs> there aren't any.
Yeah, I thought of Vic, but it's like, oh, wait, no, he's not.
Right, and it says right here, you guys, to just kind of keep expanding on your guys' logic, you guys were right. It says right here, lefties make up about 10% of the population.
Right.
But they currently make up 0.85% of NFL throwers.
Are they going to use the Rooney rule for that?
I don't know.
I don't think that applies.
Yeah, not really.
Cool, Michael. That was interesting. You
redeemed.
Yeah.
Knocked
you're
it out
redeemed.
Of the park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt good about switching up the fact of.
I like it.
to keep the football. Made it audible.
Right.
Cool. I guess it's my turn.
Your
here.
Turn, Lindsay. Yeah, you get now much higher bar to get over.
Well, I already left the room a while ago. Okay, so this one's kind of random, but that's what the whole nature of this podcast is, so I don't really feel bad about it. So this is according to the U.S. Census Bureau and their estimates. Which
I don't know if that's a reputable source.
Which U.S. state has the highest percentage of households that own a computer?
Ooh, it's... Oh, percentage of households. Because you immediately go to like Silicon Valley would be.
Yeah, so the question is phrased, what percentage of households own a computer in each state? And it breaks it down state by state.
Right.
But I would like to know which state has the highest percentage. And then I'm going to make you guess what percentage do.
So I'm going to be the king of the clarifying questions.
Okay.
Okay. I don't
so
have much
is that
data.
Percentage of households that own at least one computer, like. So the number of computers that a household has, it's not like distributed.
Right. There are three computers in my house. That is one household with a computer.
It strikes me as a binary thing. Either you have a computer
or
you
don't. Cool. I'm going to say, thinking of population and industry,
that's
I'm going to say
the
Washington
thing.
State.
That's okay. My immediate thought was California because Silicon Valley and Apple and all those other types of stuff. But population of California tends to lead me away from that.
Correct.
It's percentage of households that own a computer, so it doesn't say that it redistributes. I think it's per.
It's the
based
binary.
On.
Right.
Yeah. It's. They used a Census Bureau estimate, and then this guy put it in a really cool looking graph. Basically, the percentage of households that own a computer in each state. So he gathered the data, he made a table, and I don't have much more information.
So with
that.
Washington, you're going smaller population, but still close to the center of industry.
Right, like Microsoft.
Right, exactly.
My only other option would be like Rhode Island.
That's going to be my guess. So I'm going low population, but high to East Coast business centers, period.
Mm-hmm. So Rhode Island, you're saying, you're locking into Rhode Island?
You're locking in Rhode Island?
No, if you want to switch to Rhode Island,
I'm a little torn. I'm going to stick with Washington. I said it first.
Washington, okay.
What was your thought?
I'm thinking New Jersey. I'm thinking you get the South Jersey that are going to Philly.
Okay.
And then you get the North Jersey that are going
to
New York.
So everybody
kind
has
of
that?
Two. Well, I'm just thinking a place, you know, going off of your guys' logic, two large cities.
Uh-huh.
And then that population shift.
I think the number, like the population of Jersey in certain like urban centers that, like low-income urban centers that wouldn't necessarily have computers, like Camden or like Elizabeth.
Right.
Like,
I know very little about the East Coast, to be honest.
Right. So like Camden and Elizabeth are such high population.
Right.
That I don't know if it would even out.
I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to go with the obvious answer, California. It's going to be wrong.
Okay.
It's going to be wrong.
See, I'm sitting here. That leaves Rhode Island open for me, but I'm going to say that's one of those too obvious to be right kind of things. So I'm going to go New Hampshire.
Okay, so what are your – so you're California, you're New Hampshire, Nick,
Washington.
Ross, and Washington. All of you are wrong. You're very wrong.
Can I take a guess? One more guess? Is it Texas?
No.
Okay.
No, none
Wyoming.
Of No, you guys can just keep throwing out
Alabama.
Was Rhode Island close? Okay,
Arizona.
Is it Hawaii? No.
Let me. I'll phrase this another way. Okay. So if you're thinking of states and you're thinking of state that, whether this be stereotypically or whatever, that is least likely to have porn or most likely to have
Utah.
Porn, I guess.
Are we, is this another Utah?
It's a Utah, yeah.
Aww, it's always
so
Utah.
So Utah, yeah. So any guesses as to the percentage of households with a computer? This is the highest of the in the country, obviously.
90.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
87.
76.
93.2%.
Wow. Bring it, Nick.
93.2%. Yeah. Any guesses as
to I missed by 2,800 miles on the state, but sure, I got the percentage close.
Any guesses as to the household with the least percentage owning computers?
Alabama.
You're close there.
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Mississippi, and it's about 78% of households in Mississippi own a computer. Is still it, a significant drop-off from 93, but everything else kind of fits within that range. Coming in third, we have Colorado with 91%, and then second... Any guesses? Second with 92.4%. It was not a state that I don't think I heard anybody say.
Could be like Illinois.
No.
Alaska.
Alaska, yeah.
Wow.
Alaska, number two.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah, 92.4% of households in Alaska. So
wow.
Fascinating.
That's. I mean, look.
Not fascinating?
No, I said that was fascinating.
Oh, gosh. It sounded so sarcastic.
It did.
I thought it was fascinating.
Ross is the king of accidental sarcasm.
That was genuinely fascinating.
The number one state question is always interesting because there's always like whatever random things that go into it. But whenever you turn it around and you say, what's last? The answer is always Mississippi.
That's usually
so sad.
Usually true. We had a question the other week that Mississippi is the only state that has not yet have a female governor, a female House representative, or a female senator of all the states. And Vermont has not had any representation in Congress that's a female, but they've had a female governor.
Okay.
So, bonus Mississippi fact for you.
Last
step it up, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your ass together.
Yeah. Okay, so Michael, you had another topic that you wanted to hit on as we wrap up the episode, because I think that's going to be the last thing that we hit on today.
Yes, this was something that, big shout out to Mama Kazi again, because she loves
Mama.
The podcast.
Yeah.
She sent me this article. NASA is hiring a planetary protection officer.
Ooh.
And the USA article.
PPO?
It's a PPO. It's a full-time position.
If I saw a PPO on a paper, I'd assume that it's healthcare. And I'd be like, well, I'm bored with this. Bye. I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah. And in reality, this is defending the Earth against aliens.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
It's someone with a security clearance to ensure alien life or, quote, organic constituent or biologic contamination does not make its way onto a spaceship.
Okay, that's a wow. That seems very
that
relevant,
is a
though.
Less interesting position
bit, yes,
than originally led to believe.
This strikes me. We've been talking a lot lately about other duties as assigned.
Sure,
I feel like you know you have ET happen in real life, and all of a sudden this planetary protection officer is going like, "Hang on, I need a pay raise."
Right? Yeah, I need like 10 different things. Yeah.
So it struck me as interesting, and then I pulled up the job. It's a full-time position.
Oh, wait, you're on the
yeah, no, it linked to the USA Jobs posting.
Okay.
So, naturally, I clicked it. What's the salary, do you guys think?
$100,000.
Higher.
$200,000.
Less.
$150,000.
Salaries listed on USA Jobs, $124,000 to $187,000 per year.
Not bad.
It's a full-time position, and it's...
You need like an engineering degree though in order to get it.
Yeah,
right?
I'm looking for
the qualifications.
Yeah, here we go. Job requirements: frequent travel may be required.
Right, I was just gonna say, is there travel to space?
I don't. It doesn't say. It just says travel. So
well,
know.
You know, once we make contact with ET, have to then be the ambassador to go to the home world. It's a couple of hundred trillion light years.
Plus, you know, it's NASA.
It's a little bit of travel
to and from Roswell.
Right.
So,
okay.
Do you get paid by the mile?
That is very good. It is a drug tested designated position.
Okay.
You will have to do
drugs in order to have a position. Is that wow, yes. Your THC levels are way too low way for too this low. Position.
But candidates must possess broad engineering experience with at least 1 year of which it is in position. Wow, these are weird. You know, it's government.
This is a job that requires 1 year of experience.
It's either a degree.
Right.
In either physical science, engineering, or mathematics that included 24 semester hours in physical science or related, or a combination of education and experience. So it doesn't necessarily require an engineering degree.
I deal with trivia players. Does that count as experience towards dealing with hostile life forms?
I don't think
it's interesting to me that this is coming across as an engineering mathematics, because when you first read the description, my mind immediately went to like
organic chemistry and biology.
Like a microbiologist, yeah. Sure. Because you think that, you know, if when this happens, if it's whether or not it's in our lifetime or not, the first thing is probably going to be some sort of bacteria virus, which, you know, could pose way more of a harmful threat than
zombies.
Elsewhere.
Zombie virus.
But I'm thinking also eventually when we make contact with other life, it's going to require like an anthropology degree or like, you know, some sort of, you know,
linguistics,
diplomacy,
translators. Yeah.
Right. Because
comparative politics.
Comparative politics, some sort of like social degree. Because then you have to be an actual ambassador.
Right.
You can't be an ambassador. I'm going to go ahead and say
that this position is largely ceremonial, and then as soon as something actually happens, you're going to be removed from that position pretty damn quickly.
I'll take 120K
to be promoted
to
head of the department.
Right, yeah, it's one or the other.
Let me make that clear. I'll take 120K to be a ceremonial position.
Right.
In regard to what you were saying, that title right there already says protection. So it's already putting Earth on the defensive instead of like, hey, let's be friends.
Wait,
man.
Well,
let's
it's
be
funny.
Cool.
I actually, after you mentioned your thing, I read this. One of the technical qualifications: demonstrated skills in diplomacy that resulted in win-win situations during extremely difficult,
exactly.
complex, multilateral discussions.
Multi-special, multi-organizational.
Right. I want to be a fly on the wall for their meetings.
Yes.
Oh, hey, George, what's your update?
Still
here.
Yeah.
Cool. Still demonstrating
still
diplomacy. You know?
Yeah. So here's the real question: What department of the government is NASA under? And then, like, is NASA part of Treasury? Is it part of Interior? Is it part of transportation?
My guess is Interior.
Okay,
if
that
I
makes
had,
no
wait,
sense.
Wouldn't NASA just be the most exterior?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, like, it makes more sense to have it a part of the Department of Transportation than it has as the Department of the Interior.
Well, because it's aeronautics and space is why.
Right. It is part of the...
Is it DHS? This position sounds like a DHS position.
It's an independent branch of the U.S.
Of the executive branch.
Okay, so it's not actually part of any of the departments.
No, right. it's an independent agency.
Okay, so would this position be under DHS? Because it sounds like a DHS position.
I don't think so. I think it would be under NASA.
Well, that's where it's job posting anyway.
So at a certain point, if you get that important, you go to the president.
Okay. Then.
Eventually, it'll be a State Department job, though.
I would think.
Like, eventually, if we're, like, making contact with these other colonies of aliens out there, you know, and you are a diplomat, I think that would be a State Department job.
Right.
What I've also learned pretty quickly is I hear everybody else talking if. I hear Ross saying when.
When, yeah. He knows something we don't.
Ross is very clear on where he stands when it comes to extraterrestrial life.
Surprise, guys. I actually applied for the job. And got it.
My interview's next week. We will be giving you a recorder to take with you.
Cool.
Thing I didn't learn. Apparently, it's based out of Alabama.
Oh,
hey,
interesting.
No, look at that.
The Marshall's.
Not Mississippi, though.
I think I'm going to withdraw my application.
No, thanks. I'm out.
Oh, poor Alabama. They're the third to last in percentage that own a computer.
All of them are at the NASA headquarters.
Right. Yeah,
the reason Alabama's not
80%.
Last is because of NASA.
Right.
80%. But okay, Nick, what's our secret phrase? Or collectively, what's our secret phrase?
Yeah, I didn't get a secret phrase out of any of that.
Okay.
I should have.
Ross believes.
Ross believes. There you go.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like that.
The truth is out there.
I was thinking Cylons and tried to make a Cylon joke, but I couldn't get there in time. I'm sorry about it.
I do believe, so we're not lying.
Cool. I believe that there are aliens. Okay, sorry. That's an old college chant. Okay, so this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Ross.
We don't know either.
Bye.